October 15th. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. John 20, verse 29. Once I interviewed a woman who, after 16 years of total blindness, had her sight restored. As a young girl, Dorothy Davidson of Dover, Ohio, had been told by doctors at a famous clinic that her optic nerves were severed and that she would never see again. She took the news like the faithful Christian she was. "When I get to heaven, I'll see," she told friends. But many years later, her husband came to believe that somehow it would be sooner, so he encouraged her to go to a healing service. "I agreed more to please him than anything," the woman told me. "It was not that I doubted God's ability to heal me, but I wasn't expecting him to, really." When the minister placed his hands on her head and prayed, she told me, "I saw light, so much light I tried to shield my eyes. For the first time in 16 years, I could see." Anyone doubting God's power would be hard put to express it to Mrs. Davidson. Daily, she thanks him for something most of us take for granted, the gift of sight. All of us need God's healing power in our lives. Sometimes we need physical healing, and he is able to deal with that. More often, though, we need a healing of relationships, torn and severed by a selfishness that separates and injures. He is ready to heal each of us who ask today. Father, we are blind to so many things, especially the inner needs of others. Improve our vision.